92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Earlier this week, we told you about how Madison staff have chosen locations if the city ever gets an Amtrak station. Now, former Governor Scott Walker is calling the plan dumb. The city's transportation department has spent years evaluating where a station could go if given the opportunity. Their top two choices were along the lakeshore near John Nolan Drive and the Johnson Street Yard on the east side. Well, now Walker is weighing in. He says, quote, it is quicker and cheaper to drive a car between Madison and Milwaukee, end quote, and says the Badger bus covers that route already. When he was in office, Walker famously killed an $810 million federal grant Wisconsin had already won that was meant to create a Madison to Milwaukee train route. Long story short, there were lawsuits, and Wisconsin taxpayers are still paying for trains that they don't get to use. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, by 2036, canceling that project will have cost taxpayers more than $80 million. Multiple federal studies say Madison is a good candidate to expand Amtrak service. These plans are still in the development stage, though there's no promise that we'll get a train station. Meanwhile, some lawmakers want residents to pay for things like biking on public land. Maddie Schaefer has more.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing bills seeking to raise more revenue for the Department of Natural Resources by imposing fees for outdoor activities like hiking on public land. One of the bills would create an official hiking permit costing $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and older. Another bill would create an official permit for foraging on state-owned land, which would cost $40 for adults and $20 for children over 12. State Republicans say the proposed bills could help cover a $16 million shortfall in the agency's budget.
Today is Black Friday, and there may not be as much of a spending boom this year. Estimates say Black Friday spending could grow from 2.9 to 3.4%. So yeah, that's still growth, but less growth than we typically see. On average, it's about 5% each year. Experts tie that to economic uncertainty and the high cost of living all over the country. Marketing company Omnisend says Americans could spend close to $80 billion on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But because of economic pressure, retailers may put more emphasis on their buy now, pay later programs. On top of that, some activist groups are calling for boycotts. A coalition of organizations, including American Opposition and the Progressive Network, are asking people to stop shopping at big box stores through Tuesday, although they encourage shopping small. Meanwhile, a new survey shows people overwhelmingly want to buy American-made products, and that applies across the partisan divide. Scott Paul from the Alliance of American Manufacturing.
It's one of those issues, blissfully, that hasn't been impacted by partisan politics, as we've seen in this country so often. There's still lots of different reasons for people to want to support jobs, the economy, small businesses, quality products.
As much as people may want to buy products made in the USA, they can be hard to find. 40 years ago, 80% of the things we bought were made by American manufacturers. Now that number is down to just 11%.
There's been a lot in the news about tariffs and costs and concerns about that. But it's striking to find that Americans still strongly value products that are made in the United States.
Paul recommends doing your research to find things made in the USA. We're heading into the final weekend of the gun deer hunt, and state officials say hunters harvested 4% more deer in opening weekend this year compared to last year. The gun season opened a day earlier than it did last year, and the DNR says that may have helped hunters. Snow on the ground this weekend as the hunt wraps up may help them too. Jimmy Cuska reports.
The DNR changed some of its deer management units in northern and central Wisconsin, according to DNR deer specialist Jeff Pritzel.
It's a year that's important for people to check the map, check in their regulations. We have multiple resources on our website, versions of the map to help people interpret, you know, what deer management unit they are hunting in this year.
DNR officials said that after last year's gun deer hunting season, in which over 190,000 deer were harvested, the state had a record 1.82 million deer population, with record highs in the central and southern parts of the state. That number has gone up since then, according to Pritzel.
We've got about 2 million animals on the landscape. The hunting season will remove 300,000 to 350,000 And so, we'll still have even 1.5 million at least, deer on the landscape after the season's over.
He added that while there is a high deer population, deer are not evenly distributed across the state. DNR Recreation Warden Joe Mulrooney said that while the state has a relatively low number of hunting-related gun injuries each year, it's important for each hunter to practice basic firearm safety.
Everyone should keep in mind Tab K when they head out into the woods. T is treat every firearm as if it is loaded. A is always point the muzzle in a safe direction. B, be certain of your target, what's before it and what's beyond it. And K, keep your finger outside the trigger guard until safe to shoot.
You can find more information on this year's gun deer hunting season on the Wisconsin DNR website.
November is Diabetes Prevention Month. About 9% of people here in the Badger State have been diagnosed with a condition, but doctors say many more Wisconsinites could be diabetic or pre-diabetic, and they just don't know. Dr. Asha Sanjahan, a family practice physician, says more people are living with it these days.
Rates are definitely rising. We know that the rates of obesity are rising, and some risk factors for diabetes includes things like being overweight, having gestational diabetes or family history of diabetes, and we know that this has been increasing throughout the United States.
Diabetes is a condition where the body does not produce enough of the insulin hormone. Sanjahan says untreated diabetes can cause kidney damage, cardiovascular disease, neuropathy, and blindness. Every year, the condition costs the United States $174 billion and costs Wisconsin about $6 billion. Statistics show it disproportionately affects some groups of people more than others, including some racial and ethnic groups, people who are overweight, and people with diabetic family members. Sanjahan says if identified early enough, though, diabetes can be treated with medications, including insulin and a new class of drugs known as GLP-1s.
About 13% of U.S. adults have diabetes, and about 34% have prediabetes. Now, these are of people who actually go and get screened. So there are many people in our population that remain undiagnosed.
She says prevention is key.
Preventative measures include lifestyle changes and basically taking into diet and exercise, and then also being part of like preventative programs that have coaching, lifestyle coaching, education about nutrition.
She recommends people with a family history of diabetes and those 35 to 70 who are overweight get screened. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions. 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th-and-3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got two downs here. We got to get one of the two. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks, making a catch for a 16-yard gain, told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety, Brian Branch, on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was going to hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off. You know, he threw it up and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3. The Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on a system that could bring some pretty good snow to much of the region tonight, tomorrow. We're talking snowfall amounts from 3 to 6 or more inches by the time it all winds down. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 28 for a high tonight. Snow after midnight. Tomorrow, snow 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.